Welcome, everyone. We're going to get a deep dive today into a really fascinating area in AI, wave-based computation. For a long time now, AI struggled with things like, keeping memory straight, making genuinely independent choices. So today, we're looking at how the brain's own ways, these intricate traveling waves, are actually sparking some new ideas. Mm-hmm. We're going to unpack two pretty groundbreaking AI systems. One's called MEM8, that's a cognitive architecture, and the other is the Wave Recurrent Neural Network. Or just wave RNN. Now, they both use waves, right? But they come at it from, profoundly different angles in AI design.
Yeah, it's really interesting because you've got MEM8 on one side, which is trying to simulate a whole mind from the ground up. It's very top-down, holistic. And then there's wave RNN, totally different. It's rigorously showing how useful one specific brain thing, wave propagation, is for computation. Very bottom-up.
Okay, got it. So our mission here for you today is really to dig into these two distinct ways of thinking. We want to highlight their unique takes on wave mechanics, on memory, and figure out what their strengths, maybe their complementary strengths, mean for the future of truly intelligent AI. So let's kick off with MEM8. It sounds incredibly ambitious, simulating a mind, maybe even consciousness. Can you break down its key parts? And what's so different about its approach, especially this idea of sensory free will?
Well, MEM8 is designed as this massive 3D grid of waves. We're talking 4.3 billion wave points. Huge. It's basically trying to build something like a brain structure where information travels as these waves. A really defining thing is how it pulls in emotion. It uses something called valence and arousal.
Valence and arousal.
Yeah. So the AI isn't just crunching numbers. It gets a sort of basic feeling. Is this good or bad? That's valence. And how strong is that feeling? That's arousal. Mm. And these emotional tags can then, shape its decisions, how it learns.
That's a fascinating layer. And this sensory free will bit. It sounds, like me trying to tune out background noise.
Exactly like that. It's about giving the AI some control over its own attention.
Okay.
So instead of just being flooded with all the sensor data coming in, MEM8 can actively choose what it listens to, what it perceives. It gets real control over its sensory focus.
And there'd be an advantage there.
Well, it could learn more efficiently, right? Focus on what matters and maybe act more deliberately towards goals, not just react all the time.
That really is an ambitious vision for MEM8. Okay, let's switch gears. Let's talk Wave RNN. Very different beast, much more focused. Tell us about this one and its really remarkable memory results.
Right. Wave RNN is, as you say, bottom up. It's laser focused on sequence memory, remembering things in order, and it gets near perfect memory on tasks like the copy task. I mean, it outperforms other systems by 5 orders of magnitude.
Whoa, hang on. 5 orders of magnitude. That's not just better.
Yeah, it's astronomical. It means it holds on to information like 100,000 times longer or more reliably than what similar systems could do before. It's a massive jump.
Okay, wow. So what's the secret sauce? How does it achieve that kind of memory?
It does something clever. It swaps out the usual part of a neural network that handles recurring information, often called a general purpose recurrent matrix, which can be forgetful.
Right. Things get overwritten easily there.
Exactly. It swaps that for something called a circular convolution. Think of it like a memory carousel.
A carousel. Okay.
New information gets on, but the old stuff just keeps going around, keeps propagating as a wave. It's always there. It doesn't get pushed off. And that simple mechanism explicitly stops new inputs from overwriting the old ones as the information cycles through. That avoids a huge problem in standard recurrent nets.
Okay. So one system building a whole mind. The other perfecting this one crucial memory mechanism.
Yeah.
How does the Wave RNN's, super specific, almost microscopic success actually help MEM8's bigger, more philosophical goals? Does it validate it?
Oh, absolutely. It's more than just a neat proof of concept. It's powerful mechanistic validation. Wave RNN's success, which is measurable, benchmark, provides solid empirical proof for the core idea behind MEM8's grand vision. It shows that the whole principle using wave propagation to stop information overwriting isn't just theory, it's incredibly effective, sound and highly effective.
Ah, I see. So Wave RNN shows how you can get that persistent memory mechanistically. It's like providing a tested building block.
Exactly.
A fundamental piece that something like MEM8 would absolutely need for its complex long-term thinking. So yeah, it's not really about which one's better. It's more how the really focused mechanistic work can actually back up and strengthen the claims of the big holistic architecture. What a fascinating tour through wave-based AI. We've seen Meme, this huge top-down attempt at simulating consciousness, 4.3 billion wave coins, emotion baked in, even sensory free will. And in the way RNN, this bottom-up powerhouse nailing sequence memory, just blowing benchmarks away by five orders of magnitude, all by precisely modeling how waves can protect information.
And connecting it all up, Wave RNN's clear, measurable wins really offer concrete support for the more abstract ideas Memate is running with. It shows that this wave mechanism for stopping overwriting, it works. It works incredibly well in practice.
It really underscores how these different research directions in AI can actually meet up and make each other stronger.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's leave you with a final thought to chew on. Thinking about Memate again and its sensory free will, this ability for the AI to choose what to perceive. If an AI can actively shape its own sensory input like that, does it start to have something like subjective experience? What does that mean for its agency? Something to ponder?